This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in lines here momentarily where you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And, well, I know this was discussed last night because it was basically all over the news for the last couple of days that the governor of Florida had declared a state of emergency because a white supremacist, white nationalist was going to be speaking at the University of Florida.
Oh, dear.
This is ridiculous.
That happened today.
Mm-hmm.
Based on some searches for news stories, it seems like there wasn't really anything eventful, but still interesting nonetheless. The Los Angeles Times has the story. They say students and other audience members heavily booed white nationalist Richard Spencer on Thursday as he gave a speech at the University of Florida, where the atmosphere was tense but mostly peaceful as police and riot gear kept watch. One speaker who came on stage to introduce Spencer said, "We represent a new white America." Student protesters responded with shouts of "Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter." Later, Spencer supporters, some of whom filled the front rows of the Phillips Center for Performing Arts, chanted back, "You will not replace us."
I'm sorry, where was that being held?
On the campus of University of Florida, Phillips Center for Performing Arts.
Center for Performing Arts. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I heard that correctly.
I almost feel like just talk, like, it's kind of hard not to talk about this because it's all over the news, so you want to share your two cents, but I almost feel like just giving people like this a platform and talking about them is like giving attention to bad behavior. You know what I mean? Like, when you think about it, all these people, because this is just something I'd never heard of personally growing up, was just like all the racism and all the, you know, back and forth that's been in the news for the last couple of years, really. It's been a few years that it's really taken like a front stage, topic on the news, the evening news. I think prior to a few years ago, it was more like, I don't know, terrorism and that kind of stuff.
I'd say even really within the last year, but growing up, I can remember at various points hearing, you know, the Nazis or the KKK wants to march it. X Parade, or was it Skokie? I'm trying to remember.
That would come up.
Rings a bell. Yeah, it would come up, and there would be a big, you know, they can't say this, or yes, we can, First Amendment. But that would always be the argument. The argument was, and the news was, that this case is headed to this, you know, circuit court, or it's headed to the Superior Court, or it's headed to the Supreme Court. And that was the story about whether people actually have the right. This is all very different to me in that it's just people wanting to shut down what they don't like. They're not even really going about it in a legal manner. They're just going there and saying, no, we're not going to let you talk. Now, to me, if you're going to a state-funded organization or a location like a college, you know, which gets state and federal funding to operate, then, yeah, you have all your First Amendment protections when you go there. And I hate to sound like I'm siding with white supremacists because I abhor everything they stand for.
Mm-hmm.
But this to me is kind of a no-brainer. Yes, you have a right to speak. Protesters, yes, you have a right to protest. But just to, you know, say, no, you cannot come here because we don't like your message is wrong. So
the article continues. Some of the protesters started shouting, "Go home, Spencer." Richard Spencer retorted, saying, "You're trying to stifle free speech." Said that to a crowd of continuous boos and chants throughout his speech, in which he recited his ideas about the ideal of a white nation. Police and media helicopters circled the area Thursday as hundreds of protesters marched in opposition to his appearance. Demonstrators were met by a blockade of police wearing riot gear. One of the marchers, Lamont Kendrick of Gainesville, said, "From what I've learned, the guy preaches hate. What he says doesn't make sense. It's like the 60s or something. Gainesville already had enough hate and racism in its history." Spencer's last major public appearance with other white nationalists ended with a deadly riot in Charlottesville, Virginia, in August. Spencer gained national prominence in recent years for his support of President Trump and for his views calling for a separate nation for white people. The apparent resurgence in white nationalism in the United States has sparked anti-supremacists to mobilize their own efforts, including some nonviolent demonstrations and pressure campaigns on companies providing services to white nationalists, and sometimes violent attacks intended to drive them out of public spaces. Spencer has turned his sights to public universities, and this is the interesting part of this story. Spencer has turned his sights to public universities where First Amendment protections of free speech limits official abilities to deny him a platform. Officials at the University of Florida have confirmed that they've spent roughly $500,000 on security for the event, and police from around Florida gathered in Gainesville to assist local police.
Yep.
And how much did Richard Spencer wind up paying of that $500,000 for security? My guess is zero.
I'm certain you're right.
About 700 free tickets were available for the event and were supposed to be distributed outside the venue on a first-come, first-served basis, according to Spencer's website, altright.com. Weapons were banned from the event, along with a wide range of other items, including water bottles, masks, shields, and hats. Spencer tweeted before the event, "Everyone is welcome at #SpencerAtUF. This is going to be an important dialogue for the entire community."
What's in the important dialogue is freedom of speech, and you can't help talk about this stuff from a constitutional point of view and not come across as sounding like someone who supports the message. I do not support the message, but I support everybody's right to free speech, and that's
right. And I also believe that, you know, if there's going to be a need for security, and I'm using air quotes around that because some places they wind up saying, well, any event, quote unquote, legally needs security.
Right.
But if it, you know, legitimately needs security like this, well, the organizers of the event should be the ones paying for the security.
Pay the burden.
Yep. It should not wind up being at taxpayer expense.
Right.
There's definitely more to this. Let's go to the phones first. We've actually got a Skype call. We've got Bitcoin Baron calling in from the seacoast of New Hampshire. Bitcoin Baron, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello, Free Talk Live. Today I have a great announcement. First of all, Portsmouth, New Hampshire is now Crypto Village. We are really getting a lot of Bitcoin businesses.
Hold on, Crypto Village. So this was like an official declaration from the Portsmouth City Council where they renamed the town?
The Portsmouth City Council is not a business and therefore doesn't deal in Bitcoins, but the influential business people and Bitcoin users in the town have decided that they are now Bitcoin Village.
All right.
And and in particular, today, I'm glad to announce 5 new retail businesses that accept Dash and Bitcoin for all of their merchandise and food and drinks.
Cool. So what's
amazing. So
what's the total bring for the Portsmouth area now? Total number of businesses.
We now
accept.
Have 12 retail businesses that are open every day of the week where you can walk into without an appointment and spend Bitcoin.
Excellent.
That's amazing. And I actually recognize this voice, and I think some other Free Talk Live listeners might as well. I'm not sure if you were on the show from the Bitcoin shop in Portsmouth a few weeks ago when there was the 5th anniversary release of Derek Day's Victimless Crime Spree show recorded from the Bitcoin shop. But can I say that you're one of the proprietors of that facility?
That is correct. I'm at home right now.
Excellent. Not sure if you have more. Hang on if you do. But that's definitely huge news that they're bringing on five more businesses.
No, it brings them up to like Keene, New Hampshire level.
Yeah. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome, whether it be about Bitcoin or free speech. 855-450-FREE.
Called it elephant skin. It was rough, wrinkly, like a Brillo pad.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
PD stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly. There was some hair all over.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy.
It's a 180 turnaround. His skin has cleared up. He's not in pain.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching due to Dynavite,
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want, right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com. Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the toll-free call-in line where you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The Us in Studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Consider joining Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast. It can be private. It is easy. The fees are low and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go right now to Dash.org and find out why. Heading back to the phones, or actually back to Skype, where we've got Bitcoin Baron calling in from the seacoast of New Hampshire. Bitcoin Village is what he's calling the municipality that he lives in. Just announced that there were, what was it, 5 new businesses, bringing to a total of 12 in the city of Portsmouth?
That's correct, and they all except Dash. Speaking of Dash, it's great and fast and super cheap for people to use. Today I bought a delicious strawberry cake and a fancy coffee. I also call myself Bitcoin Baron now because I bought a really sweet cape with Bitcoin at this cool, spooky ethereal emporium.
Do you also have a little airplane that you run around in, kind of like Snoopy?
Not the red bear.
Fly around in it.
But Snoopy also didn't really fly around in it. He just pretended to fly around in.
Snoopy had a doghouse. But back to Portsmouth. I mean, that's really cool news. You guys certainly are not resting on your laurels. I suppose you've got a few more, and I think it's. I just wanted to ask, you said all 12 businesses are accepting Dash, too.
Not all 12 businesses are accepting Dash. I do believe 2 of the businesses, our original 2, are only Bitcoin as of now.
Yeah, I have a question.
That may change in the future.
So, I know at least with Bitcoin, people don't actually know who invented it. Is that the same with Dash and all these other cryptocurrencies? Or are there people that actually have come out and be like, oh, I'm the one that, created Dash or Ethereum?
Most of the ones other than Bitcoin, they know who the inventor was.
Are well-known people.
I think that actually makes me more like want to invest more in that currency because the creator is actually putting himself out there as you know what I mean? There's just something about transparency that I find more appealing, knowing who created, all these other cryptocurrencies, where I find with Bitcoin, it's you really don't know who made it. And
was it the NSA? Was it the CIA?
You really don't.
And I know.
There is a weird
layer. Well, we don't know who invented the wheel, but you drive around on something with 4 of them.
If I looked it up, I'm sure I could figure it out.
Actually, I would like to speak.
The truth about Bitcoin is most people know, or it's well known, who has developed the code since the creator created the white paper. And about 99% of the code it was written by well-known people. So it's not really unknown who created the current
version of Bitcoin. Who's the people, the pioneers of it, though?
See their contributions right in the code.
Yeah.
It's all online. It's published. They have thousands of articles they've written. Merchants here in Portsmouth, they love Bitcoin and Dash because it's private. The money goes straight from their customers right to their Swiss bank account, essentially. And it's not on the record. They can treat it like cash. And it's exciting. It's drawing a lot of people specifically to Portsmouth just to use Bitcoin and explore the Bitcoin tour here in Portsmouth.
Right. We experience that. And Baron, I own a shop, too. And we've always accepted cryptocurrencies kind of since day one. Started out with Bitcoin. And then as we were able to, accepted pretty much virtually any major cryptocurrency. So we experience that too, sort of that crypto tourism. People have it. They want to spend it in real life. They don't want to just be able to go to a website or do a donation. They want to actually exchange it, which is kind of cool. So I wanted to ask you briefly about Dash. Dash has an interesting part of its whole ecosphere, which really can allow funds to go to organizations to promote Dash. And that's not to say that's a good thing or a bad thing. It's just that's a way that it's sort of built into the network to promote itself.
Right. They've got a built-in marketing budget.
Yeah, which is very cool. And it's not something that only Dash could do. Any cryptocurrency, if the people that are doing the code and the people that, depending on your coin or your asset, feel that that's a worthwhile endeavor, could support. Do you feel that is really helping all of crypto acceptance? Is it the help with Dash? Yeah, that's my question.
Yes, definitely, because Dash is a cryptocurrency marketing engine. They have millions of dollars every month that they spend on various marketing initiatives that are planned and voted upon by people who really care about cryptocurrency and really want it to succeed. And they're putting out the message that anyone can use cryptocurrency to send any amount of money to anyone in the world without approval. And that the rules about Dash apply to all cryptocurrency. So
right.
It is a gateway. And there are people who are starting to use Dash and they've never used Bitcoin before. And that's very exciting to me. It's basically the same as Bitcoin and gives all the same freedoms. And it's wonderful.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And I think that's an important distinction that you can do lots of things with any of these cryptocurrencies, and if one succeeds, it tends to pull the rest of them up. I read an interesting article. It was a blog post entitled "An Open Letter to Jamie Dimon." Daryl, I don't know if you got a chance to skim that.
I did not skim the letter, but he's the guy that's the head of some big mega bank. He wound up doing some really bad investing a couple years ago, lost, what was it, like $1 trillion, but then wound up getting a pay raise because, well...
Oh, Jamie Dimon?
You did a good job trying.
Jamie Dimon's company, JP Morgan Chase, under
Jamie
Dimon's leadership, was fined somewhere in the neighborhood of $4 billion for the 2008 housing crisis, their response to it and the things that they did.
Yeah.
And since then, they have pretty much done various things fraudulently to pay for their charges of fraud. And that's been an ongoing thing.
But I think it's guys like this who really make people here in Portsmouth want to use an alternative system.
Right.
They're just disgusted by these guys. And now they can use software that doesn't even have middlemen. The point of sale system they're using doesn't touch the money at all. It goes straight from the customers right to the merchant's account. And they're so glad to be off the grid in that way and away from Jamie Dimon.
Right. The key thing that I took out of this article, which I think is superb, and we'll put it up in the show notes, was Bitcoin or Dash or anything, any of these other currencies that we talk about, are never going to be the best solution. They're not going to be better than Visa. They're not going to be better than PayPal. But what they do offer is decentralization and ability to not be censored. And that's where you beat the Jamie Dimons of the world.
Bitcoin Baron, thank you for the call. Definitely keep us posted and updated on Bitcoin Village out there on the seacoast of New Hampshire. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450 free.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G, miracle.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hey! United Healthcare heading your way!
Thank goodness.
Lost in the giant Medicare maze?
It's so complicated.
No worries. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
I'm so glad you found me.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's the toll-free call-in line where you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And maybe you're not able to listen to the show live. Maybe you don't live in one of the, you know, listening areas of the nearly 170 radio stations that carry the show. And maybe you, don't have the best internet, so you can't stream the show, but you've got unlimited minutes on your phone. Well, we do have a call-in listen line, an audio-on-demand listen line, 641-793-9660. Call that number any time of the day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Listen to either the show that's live, if it's during the live period, or the most recent show, 641-793-9660. And it's not just Free Talk Live that's on there. It's all of the live programs from the Liberty Radio Network. Free Talk Live, Declare Your Independence, Freedom Fiends, The Angel Clark Show, and several others. And if you want to give some feedback, you can do that as well. I believe it's press 0 while you're listening. Leave a voicemail that winds up going to several of the hosts. Chris, you had mentioned in the last segment a letter. Is this to Jamie Dimon or from Jamie Dimon.
To Jamie Dimon.
To Jamie Dimon from whom?
It's from a gentleman named Adam Ludwin, and he runs a company called Chain. It's a blockchain company.
And again, Jamie Dimon is like the investment guy for JP Morgan.
He is the CEO, the head honcho of JP Morgan Chase. He is the highest guy in the biggest bank in the United States.
Yeah. And he's had some choice words about Bitcoin users recently, including a few days ago saying, I'm never talking about Bitcoin again, and then immediately talking about Bitcoin, again. So I think that's what prompted this letter, and you're not going to read the full thing.
No, but we'll try to touch on a couple points. Yeah. And what I would like to share with the listeners is we'll put this up on our Facebook page, and we'll put it on wherever else we put stuff.
The Twitter. But the Facebooks and the Twitters.
The title of it is called A Letter to Jamie Dimon and Anyone Else Still Struggling to Understand Cryptocurrencies. So this is my new favorite thing to point people to who go, I just don't get it. I don't understand cryptocurrencies. I don't understand what blockchain is. This is a really good way to get a grasp on it.
So I'm going to point out, I still don't understand how the magnetic strip on my debit card works. So
right,
I don't understand how the internal combustion engine works, but I still use cars.
Now we got those little chips in the debit cards too, and I don't understand how those work either.
But point is, on some of this thing, some of the stuff we don't have to, and I'm just going to give you this guy's take on it.
Yeah, so just read a little bit, and then we will go back to the phones.
Sure. Dear Jamie, my name is Adam Ludwin, and I run a company called Chain. I've been working in and around cryptocurrency markets for several years. Last week, you said a few things about Bitcoin. At 1:27 p.m., I could care less about Bitcoin. At 1:28 p.m., I don't understand the value of something without value. People who purchase Bitcoin are stupid. Who cares about Bitcoin? Governments are going to crush Bitcoin one day. Governments like to control their economies and currencies. Bitcoin is a great product if you're a criminal. And then finally,
U.S. dollars are also a great product if you're a criminal.
Right. And then this is the last time I talk about Bitcoin. He goes on, it's easy to believe cryptocurrencies have no inherent value or that governments will crush them. It's also become fashionable to believe the opposite, that they will disrupt banks, government, and Silicon Valley giants once and for all. Neither extreme is true. The reality is nuanced and important, which is why I've decided to write you this brief note. I hope it helps you appreciate cryptocurrencies more deeply. Let me start out by stating that I believe that, one, the market for cryptocurrencies is overheated and irrationally exuberant. There are lots of poseurs creating them, and some scammers too. There are lots of conflicts of interest, self-serving hype, and obfuscation. Very few people in the media understand what's going on. Very few people in finance understand what's going on. Very few people in technology understand what's going on. Very few people in academia and government understand what's going on. Very few people buying cryptocurrencies understand what's going on. And finally, it's very important, it's very possible that I don't understand what's going on. Also, banks and governments aren't going away, and traditional software isn't going away. In short, there's a lot of noise, but there is also signal. To find it, we need to start by defining a cryptocurrency. Without a working definition, we are lost. Most people argue that cryptocurrencies are talking past each other because they don't stop to ask what the other side thinks cryptocurrencies are for. So here's my definition. Cryptocurrencies are a new asset class that enable decentralized applications.
Yeah, that sounds to be very accurate.
So I do think that's a really good description. So if we think about Bitcoin, the decentralized application is payments.
Right.
Or transferring something of value from one person to another. Bitcoin is the asset class that gets moved back and forth. Or if we think about something like Ethereum, and for those of you who don't know, Ethereum is sometimes referred to as the world computer. It's sort of this big, vast, decentralized network of computer nodes and people and software that allows things to be built on top of it.
Right. So I think most people might be familiar with what WordPress is.
Right.
I look at Ethereum as the cryptocurrency version of WordPress, to where it's not the thing of value itself, but the plugins right. that wind up getting applied to it. Those are the things of value.
Or the content.
Right.
In either case, it's sort of that framework. So in both cases, we have this thing that does something, and then on top of it, we have some unit of value that works with that. So he goes on, if this is true, your point of view...
Let's actually go back to the phones instead of delving too much deeper in this. The link has been posted on the Facebook and the Twitter, but we might jump back into it. Let's go to Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Dave Ridley, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Heather, and Chris. Go ahead with your thoughts.
That is not how I sing it.
You do it much better.
Yeah, I know
Dave.
That's not how you sing it. I just don't remember how you
sing
it.
Yeah, can you do it one time for us, Dave?
Hate to put. Thank you for the free plug and the chance to make my own free plug. Yeah, I usually sing RidleyReport.com.
Yeah, you do it much better than I do. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, as some of you recall, there was an incident. Well, I mean, I guess I should go a little further back in history. One of the first things that was really exciting to me when I moved to New Hampshire was how supportive so many local people were. And over the years, it's become harder and harder to distinguish Free Staters in New Hampshire and, the local supporters in New Hampshire. For the uninitiated, the Free Staters are people who moved to New Hampshire for more freedom, basically.
Right. Specifically, people that moved as signatories of the Free State Project Statement of Intent. But, continue with your thought.
One of the people who's been supportive for many years of the Free Staters is Tammy Simmons, who's a state rep. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's a Free Stater. I think she was already here or moved independently or whatever. But I wanted to kind of return the favor today because she, most recently, she really spoke up in support of the Free Staters when the Speaker of the House attacked us. You remember that?
Yes.
Yes, the soon-to-be former Speaker of the House.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a big improvement once he's out. But anyway, yeah, she was among the first to... I mean, she may have been the one that he was speaking against initially, actually, when this whole kerfuffle got started. But anyway, she is running for re-election and has put out her request for donations so she can fund a mailing to her constituents. So she just needs $300 to make a mailing. It's no election that I know of that's coming up immediately, but there's always action all year long.
Dave, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank patsies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in, bring up whatever is on your mind with us, the us being Daryl
and Heather
and Chris.
And did you know that now you can mine Bitcoin from your home at pool.bitcoin.com, and you don't have to worry about the cost of constant equipment upgrades, maintenance, utility cost going up, etc. You can make Bitcoin every day like some of the hosts of this show at pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website is easy to use, and you can calculate your estimated return on investment right there on the website, pool.bitcoin.com. Not just that, you can also help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. You're not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com, you're doing activism while you sleep. pool.bitcoin.com. Now, let's actually jump back into the article that we started the show off with about the white nationalist that went down to the University of Florida. The Florida governor had declared a state of emergency, and the LA Times reports that officials at the University of Florida confirmed they spent roughly $500,000 on security for the event. And police from around Florida gathered in Gainesville to assist the local police. About 700 free tickets were available for the event and supposed to be distributed on a first-come, first-serve basis. Weapons were banned, along with a wide range of other items, including water bottles, masks, shields, and hats. The article, again, from the LA Times says police corralled protesters into a single line outside the venue and turned away attendees for a variety of reasons, including a military vet who had a cane because they said that's a potential weapon. One woman said she was denied because the individual she was with was a black man, and some journalists with cameras and notepads were denied access but allowed to enter once they put those items safely away.
Yeah. They put a ban on hats?
That's That's what it says here, yes.
Yeah, okay, so I'm trying to understand what could possibly be dangerous about a hat unless you're...
It could be a hard hat. You could use it as a weapon.
It might hurt someone. I don't know if the school had a safe space.
Well, yeah, I was more concerned
that
you could
hide a weapon under the hat.
The hat, or the old James Bond movie with the guy who would take off his hat and throw
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Ninja stars.
Yeah. But I'm just sitting here going, to deny someone to wear a hat, which is just part of clothing, that sounds more like they're trying to deny anybody with a message on said hat from coming in. That's the way it reads to me.
Maybe they thought they'd be like hiding stuff in their hat.
But if they ban everything, then I guess. But I've never even been to like a concert or anything where they didn't let you wear a hat in.
So like a friend of mine... some of you listening probably saw my news to share footage of the free speech rally for a friend of mine. Well, he had someone live streaming this event, and he kind of specializes in like protests and stuff like that. That's like his whole news content is all stuff like this, like protest stuff that grabs the attention outside the White House. And he had somebody there, and when this person was live streaming on their Facebook page, they were going around kind of asking different people that showed up to counter protest why they were there, what was, you know, bringing them out, just to get their side of the story, I guess. And one of the guys on the live stream mentions that he didn't even know this Richard Spencer guy, didn't know who he was, but he came here because he got a text message. And I'm pretty sure it was kind of hard to hear, but I'm pretty sure it's from like the state because of the national emergency. So when the governors issue the state of emergency, at least in Massachusetts, we'd always get like weather text messages.
Right.
We'd get Amber Alerts.
That's a default setting on your phone. You can go into the settings and turn off everything except for the presidential advisory messages.
So anyway, so these people that showed up to counter protest showed up in response, many of them anyway, to getting the text message that they know they wouldn't even have been there.
Oh, I think it's speculation to say that many of the protesters showed up only because they got the text message from the government. But certainly, you know, you do have anecdotal evidence that at least one person.
Right. Some may have.
Continuing with...
Well, you know that text message went out to a giant chunk of the state, you know?
Right, and I'm not denying that people got the text message. I'm just saying you can't say that because you know one person that showed up because of the text message, therefore
fair enough, Daryl.
The majority of protesters did.
Fair enough, Daryl. I didn't interview each and every person.
But I think it's a safe assumption to say that some may have been influenced by that.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. Continuing, they say, inside the auditorium, a group of Spencer supporters sat close to the stage while the audience of protesters sat towards the back, separated from Spencer and his proponents by a row of empty seats and a cordon of police. So at least here, you know, the police were doing a good job of separating the two sides, whereas in Charlottesville, they're like, yeah, go ahead and fight each other because you're both looking for a fight. Go ahead and fight. Here they were preventing that. At least it seems that way, and I'm not seeing any reports of fights. Spencer initially protested the booze as suppression of his free speech, but later began taking questions from the audience, who variously asked him why he had not let Jeff, or why he had not left yet, and how he could form a white ethno state without performing violent ethnic cleansing. Many in the audience protested by standing during his speech and holding up their fists, a symbol of the Black Power movement. One questioner, who introduced himself as a son of immigrants, told Spencer he was disappointed with the crowd's protest, saying he wanted to engage in dialogue. Another introduced herself as a beautiful brown woman of Egyptian and Puerto Rican descent. She thanked Spencer for coming and asked, how did it feel to get punched in the face on camera?
Is that how she introduced herself? Can you repeat that sentence? Yeah.
She introduced herself as, quote, a beautiful brown woman, end quote, of Egyptian and Puerto Rican descent.
Okay.
Is that what you thought?
Yeah, I just never really introduced myself as a strikingly handsome Chris Reitman, even though I should.
It would be strikingly
You're the most
white
handsome
man.
Chris Reitman I know.
So is that how we should all introduce ourselves everywhere we go? Is
yes.
State our color, our ethnicity. So it'll be like a yes. job application. Like, hi, I'm Heather. I'm white.
I'm Chris Caucasian. Right. Yeah, there we go.
If you wish to identify with some ethnicity strong enough to where that's how you identify yourself, go ahead. I'm not going to do that. When I lived in Alabama, interestingly, they don't have voter registration based on political party. They have voter registration based on race. What? And it actually says race, not ethnicity.
What?
Yes. Yes. Now, candidates, they do identify as a political party, but the voter registration itself, the voter registration form asks for your race. Last time I lived in Alabama, I registered to vote as human.
Oh,
was that an option? Did you have to write that in?
It was in the other column. Okay. Yeah, where you could write in whatever you wanted to if it
was.
So
what were the choices?
It's been 11 years, but I think it was like white, African American, Hispanic, other, I think.
I think it's just the standard boxes you see on.
Well, Daryl brings it up like it's specifically about that, like all whites must register to vote by the end of day on Tuesday. No, all blacks have to be done by Friday.
No, the reason they do that is because, again, they don't do by political party, and there have been Supreme Court rulings about, you know, having majority-minority districts, and they do it so that they can try shoving as many minorities in one congressional district as possible.
It makes gerrymandering more efficient?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
well,
it does.
Why don't you just say that, Daryl? In an effort to make gerrymandering easier and to disqualify and displace more votes, we've chosen to do it this
right,
way.
Right, and it's based on race, not party, so therefore, you know, this Supreme Court case that's going to be decided fairly soon will not affect, you know, the state of Alabama, because their voter registration is not based on party. Continuing with the LA Times story, they say the student who asked Richard Spencer how did it feel to get punched in the face on camera was referring to a viral video of Spencer being struck by an anti-fascist in Washington, D.C. on the day of Trump's inauguration. Her question drew cheers from the crowd. Spencer responded, "It hurt." Yeah, it hurts when someone punches you in the face. Is that even a real question? He added, "What's the point of such a question? Are you threatening me with violence? Do you all want to get your hands dirty? Are you really willing to do something like that? Or do you just want to shout self-righteously?" The woman's question was the final one during Spencer's 90-minute appearance, again, where the university spent nearly $500,000 on security for the event. Richard Spencer was not sent a bill, as far as we know. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.